another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, in our last very exciting episode, Simple Shoe Clerk Benton Harbor, alias the Winged Warrior, received a warning from a beautiful and mysterious lady with a magic wand and everything.
I come to you from the land of Upaupidao.
Hey.
Yes?
Could I hold your wand for a while?
I have come to warn you, my simple little shoe clerk, that you must not, under any circumstances, go to the shoe store on Monday morning.
Could I?
Could you what?
Hold your wand.
If you go to the shoe store on Monday morning, shtick will get you.
Well, very much surprised by this information, the Winged Warrior immediately replied to the beautiful lady.
I won't hurt it or anything.
Will you forget about the wand?
Right. How do you spell shtick?
S-H-T-I...
Not you.
Sorry.
Well, finish it now.
S-H-T-I-C-K.
And what does that stand for?
Secret henchman...
Secret henchmen to injure crime killers.
Well, the Winged Warrior obeyed the mysterious lady's warning and did not go to work on Monday. However, he did go on Tuesday.
And when I got there, shtick was waiting for me.
I got my days mixed up.
And while the Winged Warrior was in the stock room searching for a pair of sneakers, outside in the shoe store...
Leonard.
Yes, my dear.
This is our chance. While the Winged Warrior is in the stock room, you will go to him and say you have been robbed.
Yes, my dear.
Tell him the man who robbed you has gone down the service elevator.
Yes, my dear.
In the meantime, I will have disconnected the cables.
Yes, my dear.
And Chicken Man will fall.
To his doom.
Wow. So the evil organization called Shtick is about to launch its plot for the destruction of the wonderful white-winged warrior. No thanks to the bungling of the beautiful lady.
All right, cool the editorializing.
Well, for a girl with a cute shape, a magic wand, and an echo chamber, you sure were bungling.
Bungling?
Listen, if you'd gotten your day straight, the kid wouldn't be in this jam.
What's that any of your business?
What's that any of my business?
Is it any skin off your nose?
Listen, while you're going at it here...
Yes?
Could I fool around with a wand?
No.
Okay.
Just do the clothes.
I mean, you've got a lot of nerve trying to put me down.
Look, you told the kid not to go to the shoe store, right?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, the kid didn't
go. Will Shtick succeed in their plot to do away with me? Will the beautiful and mysterious lady from the land of Upaupidao relent and let me see her wand tomorrow? Terrible.